the Skagway School Board considers exempting vaccinated staff from COVID-19 testing and quarantine requirements, and the Log Cabin Ski Society plans to host a local version of the Buckwheat International Ski Classic. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Skagway School Board will consider amending its COVID-19 travel policy at a meeting Tuesday. KHNS spoke with Superintendent Josh Coffrin to learn more about the proposal to exempt staff from a 2-week quarantine after traveling outside Skagway if they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Now that vaccines are starting to get rolled out, it looks like there's a proposal to maybe loosen those restrictions a little bit.
That's exactly it. We had over 90% of our staff be vaccinated fully last week. And so starting to think about the spring and staff members who may or may not travel and being able to have enough staff in the building to run school.
Can you kind of explain, what the policy has been and how it would be changing under this proposal?
Sure. There's a little bit of history to it. Essentially, when we started the school year, it was part of our Smart Start plan that folks get tested twice before they come back to school or work. And then the municipality came up with the ordinance for the testing and strict social distancing requirements. And so that obviously superseded what we had going on at the school. And so, even if this passes at the school board level, we are still subject to municipal ordinance. So my hope is that when that ordinance is revised or rescinded, that we can then allow our vaccinated staff to come back into the classroom as per CDC guidelines.
And as more and more of the population gets vaccinated, are there any other aspects of the kind of COVID-19 related policies that might be changing in the future?
Honestly, we don't have a whole lot left in this school year, and so I don't really see a whole lot more changing. We came up with a good plan at the beginning of the year, and it's served us well over the course of the school year. And so I don't see any major changes. Essentially, what we deal with here is a population that can't get vaccinated. So, we've got our students from 3 years old all the way up to 18. And although the 16 to 18 year olds could be eligible for the vaccine, the vast majority of our students aren't eligible for that yet. And so it's going to be my recommendation to the school board to keep in that testing requirement for students who do travel to or through a community with an active case of COVID.
So I wanted to go over also the big basketball game that happened in Haines a few weeks back. I know there was kind of a lot of discussion beforehand to prepare for that. How did the game go? How did that trip go?
It was fantastic to actually just get those kids on the court playing somebody else. That was never a guarantee this year. So I can't thank Roy and Lindsay enough for working with us and making that happen. We're really looking forward to having the Haines kids hopefully come over that first weekend of March. It's all tentative and kind of up in the air. Our agreement was that if there was an active case in either community, that we would put it on hold. And so we'll see what the next couple of weeks bear out, but I'm really hoping that we can get Haines to come up and we can complete that home-and-home series.
Do you know, is there maybe going to be any travel for other school activities, or is it mostly just basketball at this point?
It's just basketball at this point. DDF made the decision a long time ago to go completely virtual. I'm not certain what our track season may look like. There is talk of a region-type event for basketball in May in Sitka, and so we're working with the other 1A schools in the region, like Huna, Cake, Yakutat, to see if we can set something up for mid-May when all those schools could potentially get together and play a region type event.
That was Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin. The school board will meet on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Log Cabin Ski Society still plans to host the Buckwheat International Ski Classic this year, despite the challenges posed by the pandemic. due to the Canadian border closure, organizers in Skagway are holding the race at Lower Dewey Lake. Last year's Buckwheat International Ski Classic was one of the last big events in Skagway before the pandemic changed the world. Since then, trips to Skagway and large gatherings have been canceled to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And when Canada closed its borders, that cut off Skagway's access to the Log Cabin ski trails in British Columbia. Log Cabin Ski Society board member Tim Borsi says they had already begun discussing plans for this year's race over the summer. They chose to hold the event at Lower Dewey Lake because it's at a high enough elevation that there would still be snow by March. This year, they're calling the race the COVID Classic. Volunteers have cut a 1.6-mile ski trail around the lake. Borsi says there will be a little more to the race than just skiing.
So it's a triathlon, which is racers have to start from the junction, the White Pass Junction, with their skis and equipment, and run or hike to Lower Lake, put on their gear, and ski a 5 or 10K biathlon, which has a paintball shooting component as part of the biathlon.
Participants will shoot at two targets. If they miss, they have to take penalty loops, just like in a traditional biathlon. But the event isn't just a competition. Borsi says there will be multiple fire pits staged around the lake, and there will be a barbecue. There are even plans to burn down a COVID-19 effigy made of wood.
Something's got to give. You know, we got to do something completely ridiculous in protest, I guess.
For those who aren't up for a hike, Temsco Helicopters will be providing helicopter rides to the lake for a fee. Rides will have to be booked in advance with a specific group or pod. Borsi says they are hoping to host the outdoor event as safely as possible given the risks of the pandemic.
You know, we just ask that people wear masks whenever they're congregating in groups, and we want the groups to be pods, and we would like people to remain, properly socially distant. If they're racing, they won't be required to wear a mask while they're racing.
The Log Cabin Ski Society's COVID Classic takes place Saturday, March 6th. The race begins at 11 a.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.